All Things New, a compilation.
New is great. New sounds like potential and opportunity, unless I think about it too much. Then it sounds like change and the unknown. As this new year begins, I've promised myself that instead of fearing the unknown, I will choose to hope in the known. So what is known about new? What do I know to be true that I can securely place my hope in? I know this, that God is the author of new, and since He authors every good and perfect thing, I can trust that this new year will bring good with it. New is one of God's promises to us, and we know that all of His promises are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. As believers, our hope ultimately rests in the promise that Christ will come back for us one day and make all things new. But what about the here and now? What can I hang my hope hat on today, tomorrow, and every other day of this new year? Scripture is full of stories that show us how God makes things new for His glory and for the good of His people. He restores. I love God most for His ability to restore. He restores us to a right relationship with Him through the gift of forgiveness and justification. He is able to restore earthly relationships. He can even restore days and years that have been lost to the effects of sin. That has to be great evidence of the extravagant nature of God's mercy. Not only can He renew a life and redeem its future, but He can also redeem its past. In the New Testament, we see Jesus live a ministry of restoration. He restores sight to the blind, the ability to walk to the crippled, hearing to the deaf, and new clean skin to the diseased. In all of these accounts, Jesus didn't just heal a condition, He restored life, security, and hope to broken people. He resurrects. God makes dead things alive again, literally. He has power over death in every sense, and He demonstrated that to us when He raised Jesus from the grave. Scripture says that, as believers, we have that same power dwelling in us. It's what gives life to our dead souls. I can get so easily discouraged when I think about all the times I have failed, and it makes the idea of fighting this battle for another year of life seem overwhelming. But this truth, that I have the same power that raised Christ from the grave dwelling in me, gives me great hope. If I lay down my weak, flawed existence every day, I can trust that God will resurrect it with new life and new grace. All things new. As I begin this new year, I'm committing to hope in God's power to make things new. He restores lost time, bestows new identities, and creates new life. He offers renewed mercy to His own with each day. He promises good plans for His people, plans that include a hopeful future. So rather than seeing the start of another year as a daunting task to be met, or an unknown to be feared, my prayer is that I can trust in God's sovereignty over new. There will be new blessings, new trials, new failures, and new victories, but His goodness will guard them all. Caitlin Plasencia. Behold, I make all things new is a truth anticipated from the beginning. When Adam and Eve sinned, God gave glimpses of this promise as He meted out judgment on sin and promised the Messiah. The prophet Isaiah prophesies of the new heaven and new earth. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered. This sinful, depraved world is not God's ultimate destiny for those who trust in Him. And we, like Paul, long for the time when God will bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. Decay, destruction, death, and evil are all part of our lives on this earth. Even nature groans to be delivered from the curse. Yet Jesus' declaration, "Behold, I make all things new," affords the hope that one day we will be free from the consequences and effects of sin and will live with Him in a new heaven and earth. This truth makes us live with eager expectation, seeking to know Him more, become more like Him, and make Him known. Our hopeful future is what changes how we live as we await Jesus' making all things new. GotQuestions.org. We long to see God's kingdom come and His will done on earth as in heaven. We long for the redemption of our bodies and the renovation of our world. Revelation strengthens our weary hearts with God's sure promise, "I am making all things new." New and ever new, with no more sin or sorrow, death or decay. God will surely make all things new, and He has already begun that new creation work in His people. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The Creator has shined saving light in our hearts so that we might see His glory in the face of Christ, and we now have this treasure in clay jars. In other words, we have an advance on the glories of the new Eden in the midst of the present world that is passing away, a preview of coming attractions. The renovation of the hearts and lives of God's people now anticipates the coming renewal and restoration of all things. Lord, hasten the day when our faith will be sight. Brian Tabb. As sure as the night follows the day, as sure as the sun rises, it must also set. As sure as the rain falls, it must also rise again. As sure as, from dust thou art, to dust thou shalt return. As sure as life and death, there must be a continual birth, life, death, and resurrection. The cycle must be completed. The perfect circle of eternity to complete the creation of God, of which He is the designer and the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Society, economics, and politics tend to solidify. But God moves. He is a moving God. He is never still. He is always doing, going, effecting change in every sphere of creation. He is never static, except for Himself. I am the Lord, I change not, except for His word. Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. And except for the future, His promises to His children. For the things which are seen are temporal, for a little while, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing shall be put to it, nor anything taken away from it. Are you moving with the white-hot fires of the Spirit of God, burning, melting, moving, molding, flowing, pouring, sharing? Are you loving and wooing and sowing and conceiving with the seed of God's Word that brings life, new birth, new creatures, and a new world, where old things are passed away and all things are become new? David Brant Berg. Thank you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.